Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 12, 11, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. With me in a folder and put on my hat and coat and went to the outer office when I found that Mr. Lyons had already left. Mr. Darley left with me, about 9.35 or 9.40, comma, and we passed in front of the factory and stopped at the corner of Hunter and Forsyth Streets, where we had a drink at Cruikshank's soda water fount, where I bought a package of favorite cigarettes. And after we had our drink, we conversed together there for some time, and I lighted a cigarette and told him goodbye, as he went in one direction, and I went on my way then to Montag Brothers, where I arrived, as nearly as may be, at 10 o'clock, or a little after. On entering Montag Brothers, I spoke to Mr. Sig Montag, the general manager of the business, and then the papers which I collected, which lay on his desk. I took the papers out and transferred them into the folder, and took the other papers out, which I had in my folder, and distributed them at the proper places at Montag Brothers. I don't know just what papers they were, but I know there were several of them, and I went on chatting with Mr. Montag, and I spoke to Mr. Matthews and Mr. Cross of the Montag Brothers, and after that I spoke to Miss Hattie Hall, the pencil company's stenographer, who stays at Montag Brothers, and asked her to come over and help me that morning. As I have already told you, practically every one of these invoices was wrong, and I wanted her to help me on that work and in dictating the mail. In fact, I told her I had enough work to keep her busy that whole afternoon if she would agree to stay, but she said she didn't want to do that. She wanted to have at least a half a holiday on Memorial Day. I then spoke to several of the Montag Brothers' force on business matters and other matters, and after that I saw Harry Gottheimer, the sales manager of the National Pencil Company, and I spoke at some length with him in reference to several of his orders that were in work at the factory. There were two of his orders especially that he laid special stress on, as he said he desired to ship them right away, and I told him I didn't know how far along in process of manufacture the orders had proceeded, but if he would go back with me, then I would be very glad to look for it, and then tell him when we could ship them, and he said he couldn't go right away. He was busy, but he would come a little later, and that when I would be glad for him to come over later that morning or in the afternoon, as I would be there until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and after 3. I then took my folder and returned to Forsyth Street alone. On arrival at Forsyth Street, I went to the second or office floor, and I noticed the clock, and it indicated 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. I saw Mr. Holloway there, and I told him he could go as soon as he got ready, and he told me he had some work to do for Harry Denham and Arthur White, who were doing some repair work up on the top floor, and he would do the work first. I then went into the office. I went in the outer office and found Miss Hattie Hall, who had preceded me over from Montag's, and another lady who introduced herself to me as Mrs. Arthur White, and the office boy. Mrs. Arthur White wanted to see her husband, and I went into the inner office and took off my coat and hat and removed the papers which I had brought back from Montag Brothers in the folder and put the folder away.